It's 6:30 and I'm sitting here at the Ocean Grove beach in my car, and there is a slither, just a slither of light coming over the eastern horizon. There are stars out. Thank God there's no wind, because I'm about to go and meet the salty dogs. I gotta tell you, I'm a little bit nervous, not because of who they are, but because of what they do. Okay, here you go. Oh. 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 Do you know it's so cold you can't feel it? Oh my God. Okay. It's not so bad.
We're just going to talk yourself into it.
Okay.
A little bit of pain.
A little bit of pain. How are you going to be when it gets up around to the other bits? Okay, all right. That'll be
just good for the cardiovascular system. Get your heart pumping.
Is that right? Yeah. You tell yourself what you need to get out in the water. What you're listening to are four grown women heading into the sea at sunrise. I joined Belle, Rachel and Christine, some of the salty dogs of Ocean Grove, for a swim this morning. I have been a member of the group for years and years now, but over COVID, I just got out of the way of going down and getting in the water. And so I thought, let's make a ballerine bite about this awesome group and what they do. The first thing I noticed as we were getting down to the water is I was the only one wearing a wetsuit top.
See, I've got wetsuit top on, girls.
Yeah, good on you.
Well,
fair enough.
You girls have got bare skin, like really, really bare skin.
Someone... She had bare belly as well.
Oh, bare belly is a big difference.
But you've got bare backs. These women brave it in their bathers. Like, I'm talking, there's nothing on their backs and their legs and their arms or much else in between. But what you can hear is utter joy and delight as we descend into the water.
Good enough,
literally. Oh my God.
I'm okay now.
I'm alright. Okay. It's not so bad.
We're just going to talk yourself into it.
Okay. We're not in for long enough to dunk under a couple of times, to have a bit of a frolic, a bit of a jump, to have a few deep and meaningful conversations, and then we're out again. We're heading back up the beach to our towels, and most importantly, the hot water.
So what's the ritual now? Okay, there's beanies going on.
Put your hands in there.
Oh, you've got two thermoses, Belle.
You can put some hot water on your feet.
Oh, thank you. Because
that's joy, isn't it? Isn't that joy? Pure joy.
I love this hot water. Belle, how many days a week do you come down? Are you here every day?
Yes, we usually are, aren't we? Yep.
Yeah, I come every day.
When
I'm at my best. I come every day.
When you're well?
Yeah, when we're all well.
We've had a few
everything.
Breaks because of sickness, but the only and thing
really
that stops
us... If you can do it now, this time of year, in winter, you can do anything in life.
Says Christine as she's shimmying down her bathers underneath her hoodie towel with her bare ass to the world. I love it! But you know what? If you can convince yourself to get out of your warm bed and come down here, other
the
things
more
in the world.
You do it, I mean, if you get into a routine of just getting up, putting your bathers on and putting one foot in front of the other and coming down here, that becomes routine.
Rightio.
But it is something I look forward to.
Yeah, I do
look
too.
Like I was going to say before, was the only thing that stopped us was the blue bottles.
Yes, natural predators of the ocean swimmer.
The only thing that got us a little bit worried.
Yeah, it's the only thing that kept me away.
What's that?
The blue bottles.
So last year when we were swimming in winter, I think we swam in the afternoons a lot. So we didn't really do the dark.
Yeah.
And I think our new hunt for dopamine this year was to do it in the dark.
It's just such a beautiful start to your day.
Set yourself up for the whole day.
Love it. And so my other question is, can anyone come and join? Are you open to new salties?
There's new salties every week.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It's
we've
open
actually
to everybody.
Recruited definitely... people walking along here, haven't we?
Yeah. So
that was me.
Just talk to us
I was walking.
Yeah, Christine was joining us.
Yeah.
Everybody's welcome. And it's funny how it just worked out that everyone who comes is really lovely. It's a funny thing.
I was going to say, you don't have
cold water swimmers are really nice people.
You don't have a policy where you vet people. Like, no. Are they our sort of people?
No, anybody.
Anybody who's coming in the middle of them.
And this person is always here as well.
Morning.
Good morning.
How is it?
We haven't seen you for ages.
Been here for a while.
I love it. It's a community, the community of the pre-dawners. So tell me, why do you come? Why do you come in the middle of, you know, 6 a.m. or 6:30? Why do you come and get in the water? What is it?
Well, I like the chats. I love being with other people, and I definitely love the cold water. I've craved it for years. I've always loved the sea.
Yeah.
But I definitely love the community that we have down here, which is,
and the appreciation of nature and being in raw nature every day. And just like everyone's like, wow, look at that sunrise. Wow, look at that. What everyone so appreciates how beautiful it is here.
And you really notice the rhythms of the seasons, don't you?
Yeah.
When you come every day,
right.
Or most days. You know, you really get to see, you know, the change in the time of the sunrise and the planets aligning and all those different things that happen.
Yeah, she's different.
You really,
every day,
really notice every day. It. And you're with other people who really appreciate it as well. Mm-hmm. And I agree, the sense of community. It's really fantastic.
Because I'm guessing that knowing that someone's going to be down here waiting for you is that last little driver to get you out of bed.
Yes, definitely.
What I've really appreciated is while we've been chatting, you all have slippers on now. Well, you've got jandals on, right?
Yeah.
There's hoodie towels have been donned. There's beanies. And I'm still standing here in my dripping.
Yes, I'm a bit concerned about you. I'm going to give you some more hot water.
No, I'm actually really good. Do you know what? It wasn't actually as cold as I thought it was going to be.
It's not as bad as people think.
No.
And that's what I say to people. You're not actually suffering. I think people think that you're just going to get in there and suffer the whole time, but you don't. I mean, at the beginning, you're like, oh, God, this is freezing, and, you know, there's a few yelps and squeals, but you don't actually suffer. You feel great in there, and you feel great.
And do you know what else you feel? Smug.
Yes. Definitely. That's why we take a photo and show off afterwards.
All right.
But it's also an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sure. I love that, you know, you're working or you're doing stuff at home or you're exercising, and this is not exercise.
This is
actually just a bit of play.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It's there's no should about it.
No, it's so nothing. The achievement is just a bit of enjoyment, and you know, we don't do that during the day.
I am very jealous because you all have beanies on that are branded Salty Dogs. They are very gorgeous in maroons and pink colours. How long do you have to swim in the ocean to get a beanie?
Well, I've got a few. Do you need one?
I want a beanie. Yeah. I would like a beanie. That's awesome. Well, thanks, ladies. Thanks for having us down here. And I just have to say that sunrise.
It's gorgeous, gone orange.
I know. Have we taken enough photos?
We're going to take
our daily photos.
Sunrise for a podcast.
Yeah. So I've stuck around long enough to find Adrienne and Rachel and Joe, who are the second tier of Salty Dogs. I have to say, ladies, you're late.
Yes.
I've already been in, and it's delightful. So tell me, why are you Salty Dogs? What do you love about this ocean swimming?
Definitely the mental health benefits for me.
Yeah. Yep.
During... I started a year ago and I found the pressure with work and COVID and the lockdowns, and it's my little bit of peace and time to myself and with nature, and made me appreciate actually what is around and how lucky I am to be living down here.
Totally. Beautiful.
Yeah.
If you concur.
Yeah, for me, I really struggled with perimenopause and still am struggling.
Yeah.
And so this has really helped me, like Adrienne, just get my mental health back on track. And it's also a way to get to know people. I'm not from Ocean Grove, so getting to know a whole bunch of ladies who love the sea is really important to me.
I concur to that.
Yes, Joe says ditto.
ditto. I'm new to Ocean Grove. We came down in COVID and I started swimming without the group. There's an older group that swims. So
yeah.
I sort of hooked onto that and met the ladies. And for me, it is your mental health. It's your body. It does so much benefits to your body. I walk in with Craig, so I walk out, I feel a bit younger again.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you usually the 7 o'clock crew? Is that when you usually come, or does it just depend?
It used to be 6:30, yeah. But I don't enjoy the dark. I prefer to have
light. Need to see the sunrise.
Yep.
Right, yes. Okay.
Yep.
And because it wasn't too dark this morning, I have to say. But maybe it's getting lighter, isn't it?
It is getting lighter.
Yeah. Fantastic. And do you think... I said, can anyone come and join the Salty Dogs? And the lady said, yeah, anyone can come.
Absolutely.
And they said, because people who swim in the ocean are a certain breed. Would you say that, like, do you find that whoever you come and swim with, she's a good chick?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're mental enough to come and do this in winter, then you're definitely a good chick.
You're on the right page?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have some great conversations out there, and a lot of the time you're distracted as you're walking in the water. So by the time you sort of go, oh, you're like, oh, I'm already happy.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Does anyone do laps? Are you swimmers? Are you bobbers? How do you interact with your water?
I'm a frolicker and giggler.
Yeah, definitely a frolicker. Occasionally I'll do a lap and then I get about 10 strokes and go, yeah, that's enough.
Not a swimmer yet. Want to be a swimmer.
Yeah.
But, do reset my vagus nerve every day.
Yes. Love it.
So go over under so many times to reset your whole body.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a conversation we were having about why do we need to put our head under. So just tell us a little bit more. Why do you need to put your head under?
Because it resets your nervous system.
Right.
It's like a little body shock, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a cleanse. So if you don't put your head under, you're only doing the physical side of it, whereas putting your head under is the mental side. It's resetting that, and you get out of the water again and you restart however you feel. So if you're not feeling the best when you get in, you generally feel better when you get out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So you'll notice the top of my head is still dry. So
get back in there.
Well, we're here. You can do one with us.
Yeah. Lordy. Okay. You are hardcore women, I tell you. I love it. Well, thank you so much. That was really wonderful. And now I have to ask, is there a little motto? Is there a little, I don't know, something you tell yourself about when you come down for a swim? Have you got any like little nuggets of wisdom? You sort of, what is it, Rach? Yeah,
my hashtag is insanity for sanity.
So do something a little bit crazy.
I'm doing something crazy so that I can be sane. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
I love it. I steal
the other Rachel's, who always says never regret a swim.
Absolutely.
I think that is such a good motto. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well, I won't hold you up any longer. Go get in, girls.
Thank you.
So if you're thinking, this sounds like something I would love to explore, then head over to the Ballerine Bites podcast Instagram page and send me a message and I will hook you up with the Salty Dogs, who swim most mornings either 6:30 or 7 down the Ocean Grove front beach. Now, these ladies, they love their cold water swimming. They love getting out there. But do you know what? Did you hear? Did you hear how much they actually love being together? They're building community. They're building connections. That's what it's all about.